20-4757, SI 2021-307 for McRitchie Company at Volcano Road and Central Avenue. And let's see. Please identify yourself if you're the applicant from Kimley Horn or McRitchie. I don't remember the people that visited with us last time. Do you recognize anyone, Mr. Rodenbeck? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I believe Stephen Litzes is the agent, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And he is mute. I could be wrong about that, but I believe that's who it is.
Mr. Litzes, are you there? Does anyone know Ashley Hartshorn? Mr. Litzes, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Are you with the Volcano Road RV storage?
Yes, ma'am. I am sorry about that. I am. I didn't realize you were going to jump. I was six when I looked away a second ago, so I apologize.
Yeah. No, we're glad you stayed here with us for these hours. We appreciate you. Can you introduce yourself, give us your address, and I will swear you in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Stephen Litzes. I am with Kimley Horn at 4582 South Ulster Street in Denver, Colorado. Business address. Is that what you
Thank you. Mr. Litzes, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do. I swear to, yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update from last time we saw you.
You got it. I think we went through and addressed the comments that were requested by the DRV. The largest and most major change to the DRV was going to be the cul-de-sac. Swapping over, I know I talked to Jean about this. We've gone through and we are submitting the vacation request that went in yesterday or Monday, so it's with the DRV, but it's obviously not on the agenda here. However, though, the design here reflects what that vacation request will show, which is a cul-de-sac being added on to or being used as opposed to providing that connection of Volcano Road with the highway there. That is the more significant change. The remaining changes that I wanted to highlight to you, we included the conditional use permit within the plans. It's within this package, so you have a copy of that now. We've included a sensitive land analysis. You have a copy of that as well as requested. The grading and hydrology plan has been signed off. That came in yesterday, so that might not have been shown within this set, but it was signed off. So the city would have a record of that. And we have updated the utility design to match what was being shown, what was requested as part of the utility availability statement. Those are probably the more significant changes, and the rest were picking up the minor comments that were requested as part of the last DRB submission.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Litzes. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 9 on Volcano Road near Central? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to DRB comments, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter, Water Authority. For this particular project, we had a couple comments, one for the record, 210111. Availability statement has been issued for this project, provides the conditions for service. On the utility plan, we're requesting some modifications. I think there's just some clarification needed regarding where the existing lines are that are being tied into for the upsizing of the water main. The existing line is at Central. It's not coming from the west and upsizing toward the east. It's coming from the east at Central and upsizing towards the west. So that needs to be clarified on the utility plan, as well as just some comments in terms of how the utility plan is showing things. Related to that, there is a RV dump station, which is a new realization for us that can be handled by the Water Authority in terms of the differing flows coming in and out, as it's just a flat fee account to cover that particular part of the system. So just be aware of that when you come in for new service. That's something they'll be setting up. Just a couple of the notes provided on the utility plan. If you have questions about those, please feel free to reach out to me. They're pretty not terribly involved. Regarding the infrastructure list, again, it relates to where that starts and stops on the upsizing, starting at central and heading west. I want to make sure that's clear, and heading towards the southwestern property corner regarding the water main upsizing. The sewer, again, it's heading from east to west. So we just want that to be clear on the infrastructure list. Pretty minor clarification, but if we get those addressed, we look to be good to go on the infrastructure list. And that's it for my comments. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
And just to clarify, so the comments are related to the being labeled correctly on the infrastructure list. I'm looking at your comments now. So I think we understand. So thank you.
Okay. Mr. Carter, while we're here, are these items things that you would need to see coming back at a future meeting?
This is playing with the Water Authority. For the infrastructure list, I think the requirement is yes. We do need that at another meeting. The other items, yes, I want to see those addressed before we approve. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Code enforcement.
Okay, CEO, code enforcement. Just want to note that the conditional use was obtained, and code enforcement has no other comments at this time.
Thank you. Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I believe the last time we asked for the list of seeds for your seed mix, and I still don't see that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think we might have forgot about that. I'm sorry, Cheryl.
It's okay. I just wanted to, that's all the only comment I have, but thank you.
While we're talking about that, Mr. Litzis, this is Chair Wolfley. So you will be irrigating the detention basin to establish the native seed. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair. I believe that's correct. I would like to pull the irrigation plans before I speak out of turn, but I believe that is correct.
Okay.
I'll tell you that before the end of this meeting, if you would like.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Dormijo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. We have no objections.
Transportation.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The actual roadway improvements proposed, including the cul-de-sac, shall be part of a city work order, and it shall be stated that, as previously mentioned, that platting action shall be required for all the public roadway improvements. Add this note to the effect on the site plan. Also, please stamp and sign the drawings as they are. These are meant to be construction ready. Prior to my sign-off. The curb detail provided is outdated for public work order. It can be used for on-site if you wish, but anything in the public right-of-way would have to be provided separately as part of the work order anyway, so that those details can be called out as part of those drawings. Also provide exact bike rack detail. And then the 6-foot public sidewalk shall be extended to the very east end of the proposed cul-de-sac with ramps on each side of the accessway. Again, a lot of this should be added to the work order plans. And then I just wanted some cleanup on the infrastructure list just for clarity. You know, typically under size, we'll call out the width of the road or the width of the sidewalk as opposed to what's shown on here. And specify that the curb and sidewalk is along the north side of Volcano, just to be clear. Also with from and to locations, you could reference the property corners for location wise. And so those conclude my comments.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Wolfenberger?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So we, in our previous comments, we had asked for a sensitive lands analysis, and I did not see that in the resubmittal. And then we did speak to code enforcement about the requirements for parking lot versus outdoor storage. This is outdoor storage, so the requirements for parking lot trees and things like that don't apply. However, there is fencing or landscaping that's required to screen the outdoor use. And I'm trying to go through the site plan really quickly and check out the perimeter landscaping and fencing. And so I don't know if off the top of your head you can, there we go. So on that perimeter, I think, yeah, and I don't know if, there we go. So we need,
Mr. Rodenbeck, could you enlarge that? Thank you.
Sorry, I have too many things open. I apologize. So I think that this. I actually think they are okay because the screening requirement that I'm looking at is that they are not adjacent to any residential zone district or any residential uses. They are not in a mixed use zone district. So I think the screening requirements of 56G4 actually don't apply to this site. So I think we're back to just making sure that the landscaping they provided around their required parking and that the other landscaping they provided is correct.
There, I will note one thing if you will go to sheet 13 of that set.
And this is Mr. Litsis.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Stephen Litsis, yes. If you go to sheet 13, well, that's the full set. Drawing sheet 13 is page, looks like it's page 103, maybe, total, in the full package. We discussed the landscaping as part of that. So I wanted to show you. One page down, actually, if you go one past there. Should be the next one down. If you zoom in on the left side of that drawing, right there where your mouse is. If you zoom in right around that area, there's a note about the fencing required will be opaque. And with the landscape buffer, because that is the only side that is adjacent to residential use. So I wanted to highlight that to the board. That is the one area where we do know that screening is required and we have made accommodation for it.
All right, this is Maggie Gould. Thank you very much.
Mr. Litsis, this is Chair Wolfley. You said you submitted a sensitive lens analysis. When did you submit that?
Yes, ma'am. It is, it's the three documents behind this. It's page 106 in the set, if you go down, and it was attached at the end of. Sorry, there's additional, maybe that right there, if you'll zoom in, is where we started it. So,
okay.
And then the following pages behind it are attachments associated with that sensitive lens analysis.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any other questions for planning?
Madam Chair, I had a question for.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Biazar. In my mind, I knew I needed to get to you. Thank you.
No, it's all right. I just had a quick question on the infrastructure list. This is Shahab Biazar. Did you have any pavement removal on the infrastructure list? Existing pavement removal? Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah, I couldn't see it. No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Litsis, it looks like we need to defer this to get just a few matters cleared up with Water Authority, and it wouldn't help to get some of the transportation ones done. And staff also needs to just go through your sensitive lands analysis, but that's not your issue, that's ours. I know we're also working, you've got your vacation submitted, your vacation request submitted, and that will be in process as well. These things are all heading toward the same goal. Do you have a deferral date in mind that would work for you?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm looking at calendars right now. And maybe I can ask a question. So we know that the DRB will ultimately will need a plat for this, and it is ultimately will need the vacation request to go through. So our target is going to be to have the rest of the comments signed off, except for a plat needs to be submitted to the DRB. Does that also apply for the vacation request? And what I'm gearing at is, should the best for us is probably to send this 2 weeks from now, is what I'm thinking in my head, but I wanted to understand if we come back in 2 weeks, will we have another round to come back at a following meeting because we're still waiting for the vacation to go through? I see our land use attorneys on the phone as well, or on that line as well, Michelle Henry, and she may be able to speak more to that vacation request and potential timing on that. But I was thinking maybe it's good to link them up together to do one DRB combined.
Okay, so linking them up together is sort of your choice. I mean, that's actually ideal for us as well, because then the right actions are happening in sequence. If we need to make some accommodations, we can look at that.
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gold. Mr. Litzis, can you remind me whether this is an easement vacation or a right-of-way vacation?
It is a right-of-way vacation,
and right-of-way.
It needs to go to City Council.
Okay, so then your right-of-way vacation is then going to take quite a while, as it needs to go to Council, and then you will need to replat to include that vacation of right-of-way. So generally, we like to have the site plan and the plan match.
Understand. I think it would be beneficial for us to come back in 2 weeks, and we'll have the rest of the comments signed out, and we'll get the infrastructure list cleared out, we'll get the sensitive lands analysis cleared out, and all that's remaining is going to be a plat needs to be resubmitted, and potentially that a vacation request needs to get through DRB if it has not already gotten through by that point. So I would say, can we defer for 2 weeks? Juliana, I see you on the phone. Please correct me if that does not work for your schedule.
This is Juliana from McRitchie. Stephen, I think that will work for our schedule.
Okay. Let's go ahead with that then. Is there a motion to defer item 9 to May 5th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority. So moved.
Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 5. PR 2020-4757, SI 2021-307 to May 5th. Okay, and we'll continue to work with you. We know you've got a lot of moving pieces, and we're motivated to help you make all that come together. So thank you.
We appreciate the board. Thank you very much.
Okay.